Their eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have an excessive heat warning that remains in effect, as we'll have sunny skies high near 100, heat values as high as 108. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 79. For tomorrow, sunny skies high near 103. We'll see heat values as high as 107. For Friday night, mostly clear, low near 77, and Saturday, slight chance of storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 76.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. The Kansas Department of Corrections confirms a stabbing occurred inside El Dorado Correctional Facility last night. KTV reports paramedics called to the facility shortly after 7 o'clock and rushed an injured inmate to a Wichita hospital. Emergency radio calls indicated the inmate had suffered multiple punctures to the chest and back. KDOC said an investigation is now underway. The incident comes nearly 3 weeks after an uprising involving dozens of inmates at the same facility. Authorities say a woman suspected of stealing a car from a Kansas City gas station as a 3-year-old girl slept in the back of it has surrendered. The Wyandotte County Prosecutor's Office says 29-year-old Carrie Reich turned herself in Tuesday. She and an alleged accomplice, 28-year-old Tyler Lenzig, are charged with kidnapping, aggravated child endangerment, and theft. With Kansas News on the Mid-America Network, I'm Rick Everett.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for the Summer Brake Deals event. Take advantage of the O'Reilly Auto Parts Do It Right rebate and get a $25 O'Reilly gift card by mail when you buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
The use of a drone helped the Harvey County Sheriff's Office locate a missing 91-year-old man yesterday morning. Many law enforcement officers, as well as a lot of volunteers, were out looking for the missing man, and he was found by using the county drone with a heat signature lens. The man went missing Tuesday night. He was located Wednesday morning. KSN-TV reports he was found after the drone spotted a heat signature and searchers were sent to his location. It's reported the man was dehydrated and had suffered a medical condition. A 21-year-old man killed and two others injured in a crash Monday night in western Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a Jeep Wrangler was traveling on I-70 near Quinter when a semi hit the rear end of the vehicle. A passenger in the Jeep, 21-year-old Adam Brettall of Mission Viejo, California, died at the scene. Two other passengers were injured and transported to the Gove County Medical Center for treatment. The driver of the semi was uninjured. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A man and woman accused of abusing their adopted children have pleaded no contest to 5 counts of negligent child abuse resulting in injury. Stephen Bauer and Megan Finlan entered the pleas yesterday. The two were first arrested in 2015 when police were called to an Omaha elementary school for a report of a 7-year-old boy covered in scratches and bruises. Prosecutors say he was severely underweight and told police that Bauer and Finlan withheld food from him as punishment. A recall effort against a Bellevue City Council member has been put on hold while a court considers whether the effort can continue. The Omaha World-Herald reports that Sarpy County District Judge William Zastera issued the hold Wednesday in the effort against Councilman Pat Shannon. A hearing on Shannon's complaint that a recall affidavit is too vague to defend will be held July 27th. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350 GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids ended on a positive note Tuesday with a cake and livestock auction. The outstanding volunteers of the year were recognized, the Lewinberger family. The Washington County Fair gets underway, continuing through Saturday. Judging of various events is planned Wednesday. Activities Wednesday evening include the swine show. We'll begin live continuing coverage Thursday and Friday afternoons from the Washington County Fair. Marshall County Arts Cooperative is hosting a Kansas photography exhibit at the Arts Center in Marysville through July. Scott Bean of Manhattan and Eldon Clark Jr. of Minneapolis will have their photography featured. The Arts Center in Marysville is open Thursdays 4 until 6, Saturdays 10 to 4, Sundays 1 to 4. Juanita Frogle, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Juanita Frogle. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potato, wheat bread, tomato and zucchini, and applesauce. Tomorrow, sloppy joe, chips, cucumber and onion, and strawberry pretzel dessert. KNDY News time is 7:12.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to rumble? Come to the Marysville Walmart parking lot Friday, July 21st for the Battle of the Tractors. 6 hours, 3 tractors, 1 community effort. KVC Health Systems brings you this thrilling event from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to make sure the kids in the foster care system have all the supplies they need for school this fall. So bring it on. Pencils, glue, pens, binders, paper, art supplies, and backpacks. There will even be a hot dog lunch for $4 so you can keep up strength in this epic Battle of the Tractors. It is on Friday, July 21st, 10 to 4, Walmart parking lot. Bring your biggest, baddest bag of school supplies and stuff those tractors.
Delivery free, interest free, lowest price guarantee. Ashley Furniture Home Store in Beatrice has free delivery in July on any furniture or bedding purchase over $499. And interest free financing on the number one furniture brand in North America. Shop the huge selection and get the lowest price guaranteed on brands like Benchcraft, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Samsung, LG, Maytag, and Ashley. Get it all delivery free, interest free, and at the lowest price guaranteed from the only Ashley Direct store in Eastern Nebraska, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a dome of high pressure across the central parts of the plains, we're going to see very warm temperatures continuing, deadly conditions. So please make sure you are taking extra precautions in this heat as we have an excessive heat warning all the way through the start of the weekend. We're also going to see dry weather as well, maybe a chance of storms by Saturday and Sunday. So looking at the forecast, we have an excessive heat warning that remains in effect. Otherwise sunny, high of 100, heat values as high as 108. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, low is 79. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 103. We'll see heat values as high as 107. For Friday night, mostly clear, low is 77. Wind gusts as high as 25. For Saturday, sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, temperatures at 98. And Saturday night, we'll continue with the chance of storms. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late July 90, record high on this date 110 in 1934. The average low 69, the record low is 57 in 2009. Sunset this evening 8:44, sunrise in the morning at 6:14. Sunny sky 77 degrees with a light south wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 20th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Oh, hello. Captain Blackstache here, commandeering your airwaves to tell you to set course for the Waterville Opera House this July 21st through the 23rd to see the hilarious Peter and the Starcatcher, presented by the Marysville Area Community Theater. Come along to Neverland and discover the story of how Peter became Pan. For more information, visit the Marysville Area Community Theater on Facebook at facebook.com/MarysvilleACT.
The Red Hot Dodgers win again. The Angels toss up a halo. Nolan Arenado outslugs the Padres, and the Americans advance to the Gold Cup semifinals. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. The Dodgers power their way to their 11th straight win.
High drive left center field. Kike Hernandez has done it again. A two-home run night, and the Dodgers lead it 3-1.
On KLAC, the Dodgers hit four homers in a 9-1 rain-shortened eight-inning victory over the White Sox. L.A. has won 31 of its last 35 games. South on Interstate 5, the Angels one-hit the Nationals.
Here's the 2-2, and Trout hits one high, and he hits it deep into left center field. It is out of here!
On KLAA, the Halos shut out the Nats 7-0. A career night for Nolan Arenado. Three homers and seven RBIs.
Kevin Quackenbush with a pitch to Arenado, and he hits this one down the left field line. It's got a chance. It is gone!
On KOA, Colorado crushes San Diego 18-4. Another gem for Mariners starter James Paxton.
Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swung on, well hit ball. Deep down the right field line, going and going. Goodbye baseball, Ben Gamble.
On KIRO, Paxton struck out 7 as Seattle wins 4-1 over the Astros. Dustin Pedroia extends his hitting streak to 8 games.
Petey taps one slowly towards short. Charged by Tulowitzki, won't get it. Rounding third and continuing on to home is Mookie Betts. He scores.
On WEEI, Boston belts Toronto 5-1. The Cubs have won 6 straight. They beat the Braves 8-2. Pittsburgh walks off Milwaukee 3-2. U.S. soccer coach Bruce Arena tweaked the lineup again and something clicked. The Americans beat El Salvador 2-0 on first half goals from Omar Gonzalez and Eric Lahai. And the U.S. now plays Costa Rica in the Gold Cup semifinals. The Open Championship is underway at Royal Birkdale, a typically difficult links course north of Liverpool, England. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Marysville American Legion baseball team clinching a title in the zone tournament at Sabetha Wednesday. Second seed Marysville knocked off top seed host Sabetha 11-1 in the semifinals. Marysville clinching the zone title will host the AA state baseball tournament next week. We'll air live coverage of the Marysville games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and streaming online at KNDYRadio.com.
Summer fun is finally here, and that means time for adventures.
This is Dave Esker at Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice. Drive and discover your true north with the all-new 2017 Jeep Compass. It gets 30 miles per gallon highway, and it's 4x4, so you'll be free to roam in any direction. Affordable and well-equipped, it's everything you want in a value-priced SUV. Stop in to test drive one today. Whatever your adventure may be, drive and discover the many ways to get there with Twin Rivers. West Court Street, Beatrice, or online at twinriv.com.
The annual Washington County Fair is underway Tuesday, continuing through Saturday. Highlight events include the Hometown Carnival both Friday and Saturday nights, including the 9-hole miniature golf course. On Friday and Saturday evenings, parades begin at 6:30. This year's theme, from pioneer days to modern ways. Following the parade Friday, it's a pedal pull, team mugging, and the RCA cars. On Saturday following the parade, it's the Ranch Rodeo and Tim Strothman and the Blacktop Road Band, all at the Washington County Fair.
Take a walk or drive to see Marysville's newest subdivision. Hartley Ridge is located between North 8th Street and Jayhawk Road, close to the Blue River Trail. Residents will enjoy a scenic country setting with city amenities. Call Jeff at Inline Construction, 562-5525, to ask about the spec home under construction or to purchase one of our 13 lots available where you can build the house of your dreams. Hartley Ridge Subdivision, welcome home.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, in case you missed it, Ag Groups, along with Ag Secretary Perdue, applauding the president's nomination of Steve Sensky to be Deputy Ag Secretary. That nomination has been rumored for months, and the White House describes Sensky as a Missourian, since he's lived for many years in the suburbs of St. Louis. That's where the American Soybean Association is headquartered, and Sensky has been their CEO for some 21 years. But since he actually grew up on a soybean, corn, and livestock farm in Minnesota, Secretary Perdue is hoping the Senate will quickly consider that nomination. The president last week also nominated Rostin Benham to be a commissioner on the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. If he confirmed, he will fulfill a term that expires in June of 2021. World Brazil's Minister of Agriculture meeting with Ag Secretary Perdue today in an attempt to resume fresh beef exports to the U.S. USDA halted beef imports from Brazil late last month because of reoccurring concerns about the safety of the products. Brazil hopeful the U.S. will lift the ban, as the Brazilian government said the suspension was related to non-conformities due to reactions of vaccination against foot and mouth disease, and that can provoke some abscesses in meat. The Brazilian government has ordered all beef producers to follow certain cut procedures for beef that will help easily identify potential problems. The U.S. embargo, among a series of challenges for Brazilian meat processors this year, after investigations questioned the quality of the sanitary inspections that was released back in March, and that prompted dozens of countries to temporarily block shipments from the country. Now, since then, most of those countries have resumed Brazilian meat purchases, and many have reinforced their inspections. Well, be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. It's brought to you by U.S. Custom Harvesters and AgriPro. Well, the winter wheat crop, 75% harvested this week, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. Now the focus begins to move toward other crops, including spring wheat. The northern plains, where much of the spring wheat crop is grown, has been suffering from a huge drought.
That drought-ravaged crop continuing to head out, 91% headed by July 16th. 87% is the five-year average, 95% last year.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the drought is most intense in South Dakota, North Dakota, and Montana, where a good deal of spring wheat is grown.
There's really no good news to report. Rains last week were very scattered, and it was hot at times. As a result, more declines in the good to excellent ratings, down a point from 35% to 34%, and the very poor to poor ratings, 41% very poor to poor on July 16th, up 2 points. Last year at this time, we had a markedly better crop, 69% good to excellent, just 7% very poor to poor.
In other news, a bipartisan group of 135 senators and representatives wrote letters to the Trump administration asking for help for the nation's cotton farmers. The group wants the administration through the USDA to operate the cotton ginning cost share program effective for the 2016 crop year on an ongoing basis. The letters noted that the U.S. cotton industry has had its share of hard times, enduring World Trade Organization challenge, increasing foreign subsidies, tariff and non-tariff barriers to trade, and a weak U.S. safety net. Those challenges have led to the lowest amount of cotton planted in the last 30 years. Global cotton prices were once $2 a pound. They have tumbled to 57 cents a pound in recent months. Ag News, Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. Essential to agriculture for decades was the horse. Now we kind of take the horse for granted in many cases, but the horse can be so helpful in one way that you may not have thought of. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The horse doesn't play as prominent a role as it once did in American agriculture. It has evolved from a workhorse to a pleasure horse and now, in some cases, a therapy horse. Interaction with horses has value for people with a wide range of serious medical challenges.
Don't have any preconceived notions because there'll be limitations.
Well, that's pretty good advice in general for life, but certified therapeutic riding instructor Nikki Beveridge is talking about something more specific.
It's particularly empowering to work with a horse because you begin with an animal that just simply physically is very big. They're easily 1,000 pounds or more.
Nikki combines those big animals with people of all sizes and with all sorts of disabilities and health issues, ranging from multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, deafness, blindness, and ADHD.
If you have a significant disability, then you tend to go through life noticing that other people can do certain things much more easily than you.
But she says riding a horse is kind of an equalizer.
Your first thought is, this is not something that I can do. And it ends up being something you absolutely can do and you can get better at and that you often can shine at. That's obviously something that makes you feel very good.
Besides helping strengthen self-confidence and self-esteem, therapeutic riding also has other tangible benefits. Here's Erica Berg, Associate Professor of Equine Studies at North Dakota State University.
When we look at the way a human's pelvis moves when they're sitting on the back of a horse, the horse's walk produces human pelvic movement that's nearly identical to the human walk if they were just using their own 2 feet.
Erica says therapeutic riding dates back 65 years to a disabled heroine and her horse.
The 1952 Olympics opened in Helsinki, Finland.
As yesteryear's
there was a dressage Olympian by the name of Liz Hartel, and she was from Denmark, and she was partially paralyzed by polio in her early 20s.
And her doctors told her she would never ride horses again.
And what ended up happening was she proved them all very wrong, and she actually won a silver medal in the sport of dressage.
And not only was it the first time that a woman had won an equestrian Olympic medal, many watching didn't know she had a disability.
Until she walked up to the podium to get her medal, and she did so with a very significant limp.
If you'd like to learn more about therapeutic riding, Google PATH, P-A-T-H, International. Back after this.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting a very light run of cattle for the sale. Please be safe in this extreme heat. 10 black heifers, 750 to 850. 60 black heifers weigh 8 to 8 and a quarter among early consignments. Again, a light run of cattle. Be careful with the heat. They will offer Holstein special next Thursday, July 27. Contact any of the fieldmen or Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY. No break in the heat. No break in the dry spell either. We are looking at triple-digit readings today, tomorrow. Then a chance of scattered thunderstorms into the weekend. 77 with sunshine this hour.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Are you ready to rumble? Come to the Marysville Walmart parking lot Friday, July 21st for the Battle of the Tractors. 6 hours, three tractors, one community effort. KVC Health Systems brings you this thrilling event from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to make sure the kids in the foster care system have all the supplies they need for school this fall. So bring it on. Pencils, glue, pens, binders, paper, art supplies, and backpacks. There will even be a hot dog lunch for $4 so you can keep up strength in this epic Battle of the Tractors. It is on Friday, July 21st, 10 to 4, Walmart parking lot. Bring your biggest, baddest bag of school supplies and stuff those tractors.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Brandon Moss doubled off the wall in the ninth to score the tying run, and Alex Gordon drove him home with a sacrifice fly to bail out closer Kelvin Herrera and give the Kansas City Royals a 4-3 victory over the Detroit Tigers last night. Moss homered in the third inning before coming through against Tigers closer Justin Wilson in the ninth, shortly after Mike Moustakas' two-run shot off Herrera had given Detroit the lead. Moss went to the